This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Greetings, former inmates. Well, some of them are not former inmates, depending upon where you are. But for those who are former inmates, when did you get out? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. What was your release date from your self-imposed prison, your self-imposed exile away from family and friends? You in the halfway house now? 844-551-8255 if you want to get a hold of me. At KevinJacksonShow.com. Have you gotten a job yet? Yeah. Great weekend. Was yours a great weekend? Mine was busy. After, we got out of prison, we didn't throw ourselves a party because of COVID restrictions. I happened to be in Florida for the weekend. Had some business to do down there, and I hooked up with a buddy of mine, Kevin Sorbo. Hercules! I golfed with Hercules. Oh, my goodness. And it was a long travel day back. And I want to just tell you some of the observations. And I'm going to talk a little bit about Kev, what we've got going. Kevin Sorbo. Kevin's helping us with some projects. And then I'm going to talk about this election. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to remain optimistic. I watched the president go to Valdosta, Georgia, and bring thousands of people. I don't know how many, but it was a lot. I'd love to see Joe Biden do that. I keep talking about do a rally off. Give Biden a couple of weeks to put it together. Donald Trump can get thousands of people still. And it's fun to watch Joe Biden talk about the transition team and everything else. I can tell you this with 100% certainty. The Democrats know there is no mandate for leftism. The only way they can enforce it is they must put their fist in your face. They draconian measures will cover this stuff. That's the only way. They know they lost. They know there is a mandate for what? What we offer. Pragmatic leadership. Pragmatic running of the country. They have sold the idea of Black Lives Matter and defund the police and we don't need to protect our borders and green energy farce and with global climate change. I could go on. They've sold it to themselves because nobody else buys it because it defies common sense in every way. And they got a media that's complicit. And thankfully, you've quit watching. You've quit listening. And you got to get more. Because I'm going to tell you, you spend 5 minutes on MSNBC or CNN, and it's a world you don't even recognize. Had a great weekend. I hung out with friends of mine down there. I even got a chance to see Bo Snerdly, Rush's producer. Bo has the largest vinyl collection of anybody I've ever seen. He's a former music DJ. That guy is a repository of music. I don't think you could name an artist that he wouldn't know. It was insane. Oh my gosh. I ain't rich, but I live rich. I really do. I feel that way. Great family. Great friends. Great. I don't even think of my people as coworkers because we just do what we have to do. And what do? We get up every day trying to save this republic. Anyway, while I was at the airport, I saw a family of six. They were going to Disney World. And it was my first. I was coming back from Florida, and I landed. I think I was in Baltimore. It was Baltimore or Cleveland. I think it was Baltimore. And, mother, father, three boys and a girl. The daughter, I believe, was the oldest. And one of the sons was around 8 years old, and he was upset about wearing a mask. And his dad tells him, it's a requirement at Disney World. And I swear, this is what he said. You just got to suck it up. And I wasn't going to butt in, but I was thinking to myself, kid, I like you. See, because his dad is conditioning him at an early age. You just got to suck it up. You got to take it. And he was like head down, like, I don't understand it. Because this kid knows I wasn't born with a stupid mask. It impedes everything I'm trying to do. I can't see your face, your reaction. I said, you know what? While we're at it, let's just outlaw dentistry. You can't see anybody's teeth. It's an improvement for most of Hollywood. They don't have to get plastic surgery, get lip injections and things like that. Conditioning, just suck it up. So he's telling this kid. What's he going to tell his kid when his kid confronts something else that he feels passionate about? Dave, you know what? Suck it up. I told you guys a politician, local, good guy, said to me, you know, well, I mean, I talked about the mask. He goes, well, man, I mean, you got to play the game. Let me tell you what playing the game got us. Right here. Donald Trump winning an overwhelming election. I mean, winning an election in overwhelming form. You couldn't win an election bigger than Donald Trump won. This is Reagan Mondale all over again. And I told you guys, I said, Trump will get so many votes. This election won't even be in question. Did I lie? You know I didn't. I told you Trump would get enough votes. If it was a fair election, we would know election night. We knew election night Donald Trump got enough votes. You want to know how you knew? Because the Democrats went in there with their little thumb drives and they started manipulating the system. And they got caught. And I don't know what's going to happen. I'll talk a little bit about my suspicions around things. The Insurrection Act and other things. But let me tell you, the fate of the Republic hangs in the balance. And there's a sneaking suspicion on my part that while Donald Trump fights these legal battles, he's also waging this clandestine battle that involves the military. It involves a restructured Department of Justice and a host of other things. Anyway, let me go back to this story about this family. So I watched this and I said, I think I'm going to end up suing over this. I can't believe that I may be the person who's forced to do what nobody else is doing, which is sue over COVID, because none of this stuff is legit. We got clips we'll play about this where others are starting to believe. This is happening all over the world where people are revolting against this. And here's what I can tell you. It couldn't happen at a better time than in the time of Donald Trump. Why do I sue? Health reasons. Financial impact on having to postpone an operation. Disruption to my lifestyle for no reason. Contradictory data. All these people talk about it's science. You can shove your science up your buttocks because it's a lie. And I'm sick of it, and you should be sick of it too. We got a lot to talk about. We'll do that.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
The trick in runoff elections, or any election for that matter, is to get the right message to the right person. Think of it as a smart bomb. This isn't an ad that everyone sees on the nightly news. This is a video delivered to a persuadable voter right after they request their mail-in ballot. The Republican National Committee knows how to talk to Trump voters to make sure that they show up. But as we can see from the results of the presidential election, there won't be enough to win these two critical Senate races. I partnered with Protect American Values PAC to help them go after the people the RNC won't be talking to. We reach these new voters with targeted videos and social advertising, and we tell them why. Even if they didn't vote for President Trump, they need to vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Here's something you might not know. Ralph Warnock, one of the Democratic candidates for Senate, once compared Israel to the apartheid South Africa. I bet Jewish voters in Atlanta don't know it either. And we can find them and we can make sure that they know the truth. This is how we advance the conservative cause and put a check on Joe Biden's ability to turn our nation into a socialist nightmare. To donate, go to protectingamericanvalues.com. /Kevin Jackson.
You're living with diabetes and using insulin. You know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I have a lot to talk about, but I want to relay a kind of a personal story. So I'm traveling to Florida. I got some business down there, and I'm dropping in on as many friends as I can because that's what you try to do. And anyway, I called Kevin Sorbo. Well, he contacted me because he had to do a voiceover for us for a new project for a police show that we're doing, a weekly show. It's really cool. You guys will love it. And he says, "Hey, man, you want to golf?" I'm like, "Of course. I haven't played in ages, you know, and I've got a hernia, but that's okay. I want to get out there with you, bro. We'll fellowship." So I go out there. I'm talking with him. And Kevin, man, every time I see him, he's like, "Yeah, I got a new film coming out. Kev, I got a new film. I need to find somebody that can give me $2-3 million to finance it." And it made me stop and think. So I said, here's this guy, you know, hunky guy, Hollywood career. Trophy wife. Sam is stunning. She's beautiful. They got great kids. I mean, Kevin has it all. And where he's constantly in this mode of trying to get films financed. And I said to him, I said, I was in L.A. having dinner with Nick Searcy. Nick wants to get a film financed. You talk to any of these L.A. guys. They got to get a film financed. And it's, you know, $2 million is the catering budget for most films, I mean, in Hollywood. So they're not looking for a lot of money, but you're thinking these guys have, you know, residuals and all kinds of things coming in. They're not living lavish lifestyles, but they live good lifestyles. I mean, Kevin golfs a lot. Quick story. The week before I get there, he played with Gary Player, probably one of the most iconic old school golfers. I mean, this guy's online in, you know, with Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus and people like that. Gary Player. He says, Kevin, when Tiger was in his 20s, I played golf with him all the time because they live right next to each other. This is the life this guy leads. But here's what's funny. He doesn't even realize that it all depends on him. You get this Hollywood mentality that says somebody will finance my movie and it'll have a bunch of zeros after it because that's the way it works. You don't hustle. If you're the flavor of the day, they say, hey, Will Smith, hey, so-and-so, come in here. We got a movie for you. We've got a budget of $200 million, and you're going to get a big fat chunk. And as long as you just do what we say and all that, you're good to go. So Kevin says one day, I don't know what the transition was. Maybe he'll tell it in one of his videos because I got him started in that stuff. But he'll tell you what his transition was when he let Hollywood know that he's a faithful Christian, a conservative, and he doesn't agree to the Hollywood lifestyle. Not that he cares. I mean, put me in a film, I'll play it. So, but he leaves, and now he's still got that Hollywood mentality of, you know, you got to help me. Help, help, help. And I literally said to him, I said, Kevin, the next time we get together, if you tell me I need to finance a film from someone, I'm going to beat up Hercules on camera. I go, I'm sick of this. You came over to conservatism. You got to get out there and you got to hustle. And I said, it's not about your movie. You know, he'll tell me, yeah, this movie was so good. You know, it was better than this one. It made $100 million. And he's going, I said, Kevin, what is your message? What is your message? You're making all these movies, faith-based movies, movies that you want anybody, family to take their movies to. And all you talk about is this movie and that movie and that movie and that movie. I go, what's your message? Your message is Hollywood stinks. They've stolen pop culture from us. Why aren't you guys coming to see it? It's like everybody moving off of Facebook to Parler. It's like people now saying, you know what? Fox News maybe isn't everything I thought it was and going over to OAN or somewhere else. Why isn't that occurring? Because you're selling a product. Hey, I got a new movie. Come buy my movie. It isn't about your movie. You make movies that have a theme. And the theme is you can bring your family to my movies because I tell great stories. And it's going to be along the lines of what we think. And by the way, I'm going to bring a Hollywood level production. You're not going to miss anything. And that's why we started this site called the Flick Fest. You'll be hearing a lot more about it here soon. But that's what this is about. Stop taking this, oh, people are going to set things up for me. Oh, where's the catering truck? And, you know, are all the camera crew made? Forget it. You're in a whole new, this is like when I left management consulting. You know, not that it's political or anything, but you go into companies, you do what they do, you know, what you have to do for them. And here I am not even building my own. I'm helping the biggest companies in the world straighten themselves out while my little company suffers. And when I finally said enough is enough, I'm going to put my emphasis on my companies. We got things turned around and we're doing great and hopefully we can keep it up. But our message is very simple. I get up every day to kick the butts of the leftists who are lying to our citizens, lying to our kids, really. And I think I may have said this on the radio show, but I go, there are a lot of people that want to solve the existing problem. Judicial Watch says, we're going to get Hillary Clinton's emails. We're going to go do a FOIA request and get them. Great. Where is she? Is she in prison? We're going to request a FOIA request for this or that, and I don't disagree with them doing it. I don't. My question is, how effective is it? Because let me tell you what we do. We go back to the source of education, for example, through Seeking Educational Excellence, and we say, this is where we're going to stop the conveyor belt of ignorance of kids. We're going to educate kids on the lies, how to interpret the news. When somebody's running game on you, you're going to know how to do it. You're going to know how to recognize it. Think of it as this. You have a daughter, and you have to teach her that there are good men out there, but there are guys who will absolutely try to take advantage of you. I'm the one that's going to teach her, here's how game gets run. Here's how you have to recognize the tendencies of guys that you want to stay away from. Now, you can tell them all about the good guys, but I'm going to tell her all about the bad guys. And I'm going to do it early and often. I'm going to say, let me show you this. I'm going to give her examples. We're going to be rolling out this whole speaker program for mostly white people's kids so that when your kids go to college, by the time they get out of high school, they're no longer going to go to college and come back to you, and you're not going to recognize them. And if you don't put them in my classes, you're going to wonder, whose kid is this? And it won't take a year, I promise you. One semester, and your child, you won't even recognize your child. They will come back with the most radical crap you've ever seen. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Big news over the weekend in the sense that I think Trump's got something brewing. Lynn Wood tweeted this. Brian Kemp, Brad Raffensperger, Jeffrey Duncan, Gabrielle Sterling. Remember names. They're all going to jail. They're all complicit in the foreign interference with national elections. Now, you're going to hear foreign interference with national elections a lot. Because the foreign interference part, the Donald Trump September 12, 2018 executive order, is what's brewing. Now, I got many people asking me about it, and I'm telling you, I think Trump's putting on this I'm fighting routine face to the general public and the Democrats, but behind the scenes, big stuff is happening.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of people in California are under lockdown orders due to a surge in coronavirus cases. The order was issued after intensive care units in the region dipped below 15% capacity. The order affects major cities such as Los Angeles and San Diego. restaurants also forced to go back to takeout only, and restaurant owner Angela Marsden tells CBS News,
"If I'm not open by February, I will no longer be here. My restaurant cannot open for to-go."
New England is digging out Monday from a massive nor'easter that left hundreds of thousands of customers without power. Up to a foot of snow was dumped on parts of Maine, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire, and wind gusts of more than 70 miles an hour were recorded on Cape Cod. Showers are expected through the region today, making driving conditions dangerous. This is USA Radio News. Today is Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day.
Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day is observed annually on December 7th to remember and honor the 2,403 U.S. citizens who were killed in the Japanese surprise attack on Pearl Harbor in Hawaii on December 7th, 1941, which led to the U.S. declaring war on Japan the next day and thus entering World War II. It was in 1994 that Congress designated December 7th of each year as a day of remembrance. On Pearl Harbor Day, the American flag should be flown at half-staff until sunset to honor those who died as a result of the attack on U.S. military forces in Hawaii. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
President Trump presented the Presidential Medal of Freedom Award, the nation's highest civilian honor, on Monday to Dan Gable. The White House announcement describing Gable as one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. Gable won a gold medal in the 1972 Olympics in Munich, Germany. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So while, you know, I often think about what we miss, what we're not talking about, and I'm going to get into this. There's a story, a big story that broke. We've all been waiting for it, and it broke, and I'm going, well, why isn't anybody talking about it? We'll get to it in just a second. General Flynn said, "I must have put the fear of God into Barack Obama and probably still do. One of these days, I'll lay it out." He said that in an interview. "One of these days, I'll lay it out." Anyway, what are we not talking about before I get into this story about Durham? All the stuff that was supposed to take out Trump, right? Omarosa's book. What happened to her? Where's her career going? John Bolton's book. The Trump, his niece wrote a book or something. That was supposed to take him out. All these calls of racism was going to make the black vote, you know, not people will go, "Oh, I can't vote for Donald Trump." What happened to that? Trump crushed the black vote. Guy got 20 million, when it's all said and done, we'll know that he got 20 million more votes in 2020 than he did in 2016. He crushed this election. He got 11 million more votes than Barack Obama. He defeated the Democrats by the largest margin of victory, probably in election history, including when Reagan beat Mondale. This economy continues to boom despite Democrats and the left trying to shut it down. I saw a report, I don't know, 245,000 new jobs. Can you imagine if we got rid of all this woo-flu BS, what would the jobs be? Trump rebuilt an economy that he built to begin with. And we aren't even talking about it. It's what we're not talking about. And it just shocks me that I can't even imagine if Barack Obama had anything close to Trump's numbers, what the media would be saying about it. It doesn't make me mad. It just makes me curious. All these things. And you listen to the news, and these people are talking about President-elect. Here was Don Lemon talking about him and Jake Tapper talking about Joe Biden, and I think they were saying Kamala Harris is having to finish his sentences. Or you got to listen to it because you can read between the lines on it. Then I want to get into this thing, other news that you didn't hear about.
So many Republican senators haven't even acknowledged the basic reality that he is the president-elect. And he said, it will with the Republican leadership. I don't know about everybody. So that was an acknowledgement.
And he, even some had called and congratulated him, but they many won't do it in public, which we have seen over the last 4 years. They just won't say anything that they think. Yeah. You know, this president may be opposed to. I want to ask you, though, Jake, because you get a sense, when you're sitting down, we get a sense of who people are. But I thought their interaction and their relationship with each other, he seemed to, and correct me if I'm wrong, rely on her a lot to sometimes complete a sentence or to get information from her. So that would indicate to me that he will be relying on her. During the presidency, during his administration.
It was interesting. For instance, when I noted that the NAACP has been disappointed with some of his picks for the cabinet and, you know, that they want to meet with him. And he said, I am sitting down with them, and Vice President-elect Harris, as you know, was like, yeah, Tuesday. She's like, she knew that. And obviously, her role is not his scheduler. She's going to be a partner with him, as she says. But it was interesting, and it does suggest that they are in the room together discussing these things.
Biden and Harris are not going to occupy the Oval Office. It's just, I don't have any information other than my gut feel. And my intuition based on good, solid, logical stuff and what's brewing. But here's what I like, what I thought about this thing. The senators aren't acknowledging Biden's presidency, the Republican senators. And this is distressful to the left. By the way, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to This is the Kevin Jackson Show.com. Part of the Kevin Jackson Network.com. We're rebranding, so you're going to hear a lot about the Kevin Jackson Network. But anyway, senators won't acknowledge him. There have been five of them. Murkowski, Romney, Rubio, all the rhinos. But he says Biden says some have called to congratulate him, but many won't, at least not publicly. And he goes on to say, they think the president may be opposed to it. So what they're saying is, they think if they say something, it's going to make Donald Trump mad. Well, let me tell you about Republicans. Republicans know the temperature. They're very good about it. And this is politicians in general. The reason why they're not calling to say Biden is president-elect is because they know it ain't going to happen. They're going, I'm not touching that. I don't want Trump mad at me when he gets his second term. Now, you can interpret this any way you want. I'm not going to be mad at you because you think of it one way or the other. But I'm telling you, what I do know about politics is if they thought Donald Trump wasn't going to make it, they'd be calling him they'd be calling Biden, you know who I'm talking about, the vice president-elect. I mean, president-elect. They would roll over. And the rhinos... who are out of the political mainstream, because Trump is not dealing with them. He's not. There's no inner circle with Rubio and Romney and those guys. But the inner circle is going, not just yet. So you can use that as a little bit of a bellwether to say, you know, when are things changing? You have people still fighting. And they're certainly not publicly going to acknowledge about Biden, which tells me something is afoot. Now, move on to the next part of what they say. Their interaction and their relationship, he's talking about Biden and Harris. He seemed to rely on her a lot. He'll be relying on her during his administration, says Don Lemon, who's so hopeful they put Biden in office. Now, what they recognize is he's an idiot. Certainly on this black issue, the NAACP is very disappointed with his administration picks. Let me ask you this. How many people do you think know Joe Biden's administrative picks? I will tell you right now, I don't know a single one except the Dominion guy who's supposedly helping in his transition. And that transition is never going to occur. That's it. I don't know who he's picked as secretary of this. Don't know. Don't care. Why would I waste my time out here? Oh, it's a new radical Joe Biden's pick. When I see Biden pick somebody, it's a news story. They might as well tell me who won the third grade soccer game in Poughkeepsie, New York. I don't know, and I don't care. I'm not investing a single of brain cell. You won't hear me talk about, well, if Joe Biden gets in, well, his Secretary of Defense is a real radical. Everybody in that would be involved with those guys are radicals. I'm not worried about it. And I love this. You know, she knew his schedule. She's his scheduler. Now she's taken over for Jill. Wink, wink. She's his handler. How long before she's handling him, all right? You better know Jill was in the background peeking around there going, what's she doing? Where's she at? How close are they sitting? What a joke. But I want to shift gears. Because the story that really gets me has to do with, again, a story that we've been waiting for. We've been talking about the Durham report for better part of a year. When's Durham going to release? When's Durham? When does it have? When? But now we're so caught up in, oh, well, we got 500,000 new ballots and this, that, and look at the number of ballots we found in this location or whatever. Let me tell you, this election is not going to be fought on Donald Trump won by 3,000 ballots in Georgia or 5,000 ballots in Wisconsin or whatever. If you're looking at that, you are completely missing the big picture. The big picture is the big cheat. And the big picture has to be tied together with all of these little things that weren't so little prior to November the 3rd. Now we're getting a whole new distraction. Durham comes out with a recommendation. And it's not even top news. John Durham's report is out. Well, partly. And I'm going to discuss it in some depth here in the next segment because we're going to be out of time for this one. But forget about stock market economy and all these other things that Donald Trump has done. Forget about all the world peace this man has brought. How many Nobel Peace Prizes did this man earn? Do we have the Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou? Can we count the way? What? I don't know. I'm not good at Shakespeare. But you get what I'm saying? This dude has done everything you could possibly do in a presidency, and he blows through the numbers. He wins an election easily. We weren't worried about this win, not in terms of real numbers. And here's where we are. Back with Durham when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Double benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the prescribed plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
I can't tell you how many of you guys are with me. Kevin, when's Durham's report? When's this thing going to come out? What's going on, man? And it breaks. And the timing is such, I don't know whether it's good timing, bad timing. You tell me. Welcome back. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. The KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Durham confirmed what we already knew, right? He's issued his first recommendations, of many recommendations, I should say, of the first coup attempt against President Trump. And that even goes back into before Trump became president, as you know, because Barack Obama and his scandal-free administration did everything he could to stop that from happening. except rig the Dominion voting machines because he didn't think they needed to. Glad you guys are here, paying attention, getting plugged in. I was reading this story, it was in Law and Crime, it was in multiple places. And when I got the story, because I was traveling, it was 19 hours old. I want to tell you, I got a lot of things pop up on my phone, news stories, things like this. You would think that the Durham report, Durham saying anything would be huge news, right? I got nothing. Durham made a recommendation that lawyer, the FBI lawyer, Kevin Kleinsmith, be sent to prison. Here's what they wrote. The government submitted its sentencing memorandum on Thursday in the case of disgraced former FBI lawyer Kevin Kleinsmith, who has admitted that he altered an email that was used in a FISA warrant application to surveil former Trump campaign foreign policy advisor Carter Page. Now, Carter, I'm stopping here, is suing him for $75 million. And I asked you guys the other day, what's your price? What, you know, what's the price of your reputation? 75 mil is a good price for me. But, you know, but at the end of the day, if it meant I had to sacrifice my reputation, there is no price. I can tell you right now, no price. Fox News tried it. Kevin, please take it back. Don't leave it out there that the Kavanaugh accusers are lying skanks. Oh, so you don't want me to tell the truth that lying skanks are lying skanks. Sorry. You're fired. Screw you. I don't care. And it wasn't a lot of money. And, I mean, it was enough money to where it was, you know, make an impact in your life. But it could have been it could have been $100 million. And I would have still said, it would have been the same answer. That's character. That's what I try to teach my kids. Anyway, U.S. Attorney John Durham, identified in his filing as special counsel, called for Kleinsmith to be sentenced at least between the middle and upper end of the applicable guidelines range. Durham emphasized a need for Kleinsmith to be punished with up to 6 months of imprisonment in order to emphasize the seriousness of the offense and to deter others from committing the same crime. 6 months? That's nothing, man. As they say in a prison term, man, that's a short bid. He should get a lot more for that. Look, the FISA court system is supposed to be the end-all, be-all. It has to be above and beyond reproach. But here is the question for me. Is Kleinsmith going to be the fall guy? Because I'm telling you, this scenario is setting up this way. Number one, Barr releases this, says, okay, now we've got this controversy with the election. Release it now when nobody will hear about it or care. Let's give the guy 6 months. Let's make him the only patsy. And the rest of the controversy goes away. Lee Harvey Oswald is still the only guy that was ever convicted of anything with the Kennedy assassination. And you don't think that was a conspiracy? You don't think there were maybe one or two other people involved? You think Harvey Weinstein is the only dude who was molesting and doing lewd things with women in Hollywood? You think Jeffrey Epstein is the only guy that's flying in these young chicks to have sex with all these powerful people? You think that only one guy? Yeah, oh, I know. Kevin, you're a conspiracy theorist, man. Kleinsmith admits to altering the document. Then all his other co-conspirators get a pass. Most will say, well, I only acted on the information that was submitted by Kleinsmith. Is Durham going to be stupid enough to follow this? Everybody in the food chain of FISA is supposed to be non-political, above reproach, and in pursuit of this nonsense, you're not going to convince me, folks, that I'm not smelling the corpse of a rotting rat, because there are so many people in this food chain. So here's what they'd have to have me believe. That Kevin Kleinsmith is the only guy that went, you know, I don't like that Trump. I'm going to alter the document. And that'll get, then everything else will happen. He didn't get, nobody whispered in his ear, hey, you know, it'd be really cool. I read the report. If you could just put this in there. And what about the after effects of this ruse? The attempted impeachment of President Trump, for example, over Ukraine, something that Biden did. You notice how they all just brushed over these different things. The Democrats brush over that connection, the Hunter Biden connection, the bribery, and all that. They brush over it. Donald Trump Jr. has one meeting with Russians that some setup person called, and he leaves the meeting, and you would think it was Armageddon. You'd think they had him on tape snorting coke with prostitutes and getting cash brought in suitcases, which is probably what Hunter does. Anyway, Durham slammed Klein-Smith for, quote, undermining the integrity of the FISA process and violating his oath as a lawyer. There is a need for just punishment that includes a term of imprisonment that reflects the seriousness of the offense. The seriousness of the offense was an attempted coup of the guy who became president of the United States, and the seriousness is going to get him 6 months? He says that he wants District Judge James Boasberg to send a message that people like the defendant, an attorney in a position of trust who others relied on, see, that's the key, will face serious consequences if they commit crimes that result in material mistreatments or omissions in court. In August, Klein-Smith told the judge that, at the time, I believe the information I was providing in the email was accurate, but I am agreeing the information I inserted was not originally there, and I inserted the information. He flat out lied. He started a domino effect that cost American taxpayers $40 million, and impugn the credibility of the President of the United States and all of his supporters, and you're going to give him 6 months? I read differently. I don't look at these stories the way you think. I think something's on here, a get-out-of-jail-free card for everybody else, and you better keep your eye on it. Now, the good news is it happened. The bad news is nobody knows. How many of you knew? We're informed. I'm telling you, 19 hours after this article is when I found out about it. This should have been, you know, the death of James Brown. You know, the death of Elvis. Klein-Smith acting alone? If you think he acted alone, then you believe Biden won the election. I hope that this is not the beginning of something that they try to soft pedal. Now, it's good enough. Here's the deal. Donald Trump doesn't need anything more. Carter Smith doesn't. Flynn doesn't. Roger Stone doesn't. Why is Manafort still in prison somewhere? Yeah, good questions. Story broke on a Friday. Practically no media coverage. Prior to this sham election, this would have been the biggest story. All of America, certainly conservative America, waited on this report, and now the story breaks. First domino to fall, big enough name to be concerned about it, and I'm thinking this is a CYA move. This is a James Comey moment where he sets us up and says, well, you know, while Hillary Clinton did bleach bitter servers, did smash hard drives, did withhold significant evidence, etc., did have some classified documents in her emails, but we don't see the connection. You know, what do you say? Something along the lines of, we don't know her intent. I think the late night comedy hacks are going to apologize to Donald Trump that the whole FISA thing was completely made up. One guy started the whole domino effect. Who's going to give us our tax money back? Oh, and is anybody asking the question? Why didn't Robert Mueller discover this? Why didn't the FBI discover this? Why did it take John Durham to figure this out? Here's my question. Why isn't Adam Schiff in jail? He said publicly on multiple occasions he had plenty of evidence against Trump. Where's that evidence?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.